ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Pentagon is sending additional fighter jets and more warships to the Middle East after some high-profile militant leaders were assassinated recently. Near home in Delaware, President Biden was asked by a reporter,
"Do you think Iran will stand down, sir?"
I hope so.
"I don't know," said the chief executive. Vice President Harris has been meeting with potential running mates this weekend in Washington, say sources to ABC News. Wind and thunderstorms spreading over South Florida ahead of a hit from Tropical Storm Debbie, which forecasters say could hit the panhandle Monday as a hurricane. A new law in Oklahoma eliminates the statute of limitations on rape cases in the state. State Senator Jessica Garvin.
"This is a huge win for Oklahoma women because it makes sure that they have justice, whether a rape happened 15 years ago or 50 years ago.
There's a backlog of DNA samples," she says. This is ABC News. Simone Biles does it again at the Olympics in Paris, ABC's Inez de la Quatera.
With her third gold medal of these games, Simone Biles soaring above the competition, nailing her vault routine with her signature move named the Biles 2, besting Brazil's Rebeca Andrade and fellow American Jade Carey, who took home bronze. On the men's side, fan favorite and breakout star Steven Nedorozic taking home the bronze in the pommel horse.
Biles now has 7 lifetime Olympic gold and 10 career medals. In her final race of the Summer Games, Katie Ledecky back in the pool for the 800-meter freestyle final.
"You remember the relationships, you remember the emotions that you feel at these kinds of meets, and that's definitely what will stick with me."
Ledecky already the most decorated American female Olympian of all time. More brutal heat waves have advocates in Arizona citing more heat-related deaths, and they say air conditioning is no longer a luxury. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, from Niagara Falls, Canada, and we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Yeah.
right? Much like this radio show. It's called Autopilot. It is breaking still. My good friends here from Southern Ontario. 8045 Radio Show. Shane Christopher Neal. This is The Weekend, my friend, right here on MaxSync Radio, along the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. We got local music from someplace else for you, Wisconsin. All right, on the program today, Suicide Star. Last weekend, I hosted an event out in Port Coburn. If you've never been to Port Coburn, it's a nice, very nice place. Right on Lake Erie. And Suicide Star played their latest single. It's called 21 Guns. That is on the way. Angelica Appelman stopped by a couple of weeks ago to talk about her single Ringtone. We're going to play that for you today. And Brooklyn Blackmore going to feature a song, brand new song called Lipstick Stains. It's coming your way this hour right here on Indy 45. First, though, my friend Kyle Walkup is on the way. Maybe he'll walk up to you, Wisconsin, and say hello, but probably not. He is from Southern Ontario. But I see Lyric Doobie, my good friend. He was out in Ottawa. I saw him a couple of weeks ago in Toronto, but he was out in Ottawa at the Blues Fest. I believe he was opening for Nickelback. And here, this is just a rumor. It may not be true. But Jimmy Kay apparently is a huge fan of Nickelback. So if you have any Nickelback memorabilia lying around, if you have anything you want to send Jimmy Kay that says Nickelback, he would love you for that. Indy 45, this is MaxSync Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
Back in my arms. you promised to never let you go. Regrets what I've been feeling lately, and I'm glad you're coming home. And all my worries are now gone, how I love you so. Venus, how I missed you, promised to never let you go. Venus, how I missed you, promised to never let you go. Venus, how I missed you, promised to never let you go.
Song is called Venus from Kyle Walkup, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio right here along the Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal bringing you local music from someplace else. Broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. But this artist coming up is not from Ontario. She's from Canada. She is from Nova Scotia, which is a beautiful place. Her name is Brooklyn Blackmore. And for a number of years, I hosted country radio here in Canada. I've interviewed Brooklyn a few times, but she has now collaborated with the great Aaron Goodvin here in Canada, along with Brent Baxter. They wrote the song, and it was co-produced by Grammy-nominated Nashville producer Matt McClure and Aaron Goodvin, who is a great producer in his own right. The song is called Lipstick Stains. I'm featuring it today, Brooklyn Blackmore, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right along the Civic Media Radio Network.
My house is packed with a bunch of girls. Bluetooth Beyonce and run the world. It's Friday night, no boys allowed. Getting all dolled up, it's about to go down. Get that number for the cab and call it. Somebody pour me a roll rocket. We're gonna blow in with the blow out like a hurricane. Ain't no doubt, ain't passing around our numbers or our names. Gonna break some decks and break some hearts, paint the town red, disappear in the dark. The only trace we're leaving behind are lipstick stains on glasses.
Angelica Appleman and Ringtone, Indy 45. It is Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal is the weekend. And last weekend, I hosted a great event at a place called Whiskey and Walleye. Clearly, it's on the water. In a great place called Port Coburn, Ontario, Canada, about 20 minutes-ish from the studio that I'm broadcasting in right now. And my good friend, Suicide Star, we're opening the show for a band called Svengali, a great rock band from Canada. And before they were Suicide Star, a few of the members of the band were in a band called Step Echo. And on Max Inc. Radio years ago, the great Phoenix Camara used to play a lot of Step Echo. So we're actually going to play a Step Echo song coming up. They redid the song Eyes of a Stranger by the Paolas. We're going to get to that after some Suicide Star. 21 Guns rocking it up right now on 8045 Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
Take it if I can ride for free. Yeah.
local from Niagara Falls, Canada. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45, right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If you don't give me what I want, then I'll give you ultimatums. You push me to my limit and patience, yeah. So if you don't give me what I need, simply put, I'll give you agony. When I tell you you don't listen, I have stated my conditions. No, I don't think you listen. You treat me like I'm crazy, but you're the one who made me. Yeah, I swore no one would change me. I'm different.
Yeah. used to wake up in the night in case you'd call. I used to stay up writing songs on my bedroom wall. If you can't hear me outside your door just yelling, come on home. To write down my dreams on a blank white page, put them away and take them out another day. Now these days I ain't got too much to say. Every letter through each stitch and weave. Now these days I don't fall so easily. Time filling up my head. Don't waste my time on all the things I never said, or all the things that I wished I'd done instead.
Just a kid, that was a long time ago. Shane Christopher Neal, Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. That is my good friend Evan Rotella. And I hope you caught the show last weekend, because Evan Rotella stopped by to tell us about his brand new album, Happy to Be Here, where you can find that song. And also about his great band that includes the great Mark Rogers on drums from LMT Connection. He also produced the album as well. Coming up, I've got the J. Diem Band. They have just put out some new music. We're going to get to a song they put out a little while ago, but maybe we'll get some new music if Jay would just send it to me. And kind of some TMZ news from Rose Cora Perry. What's going on there? The latest, The Cure is on the way. Right now, a good friend of mine, his name's Adam Bears, and he's a singer-songwriter, and we have a mutual friend. His name was Sean Spansley, who passed away a couple of years ago. And Adam has been kind enough to help produce a couple of songs that I was working on, along with Randy Bishop, Bobby R. Rock, and Sean at the time of his passing. And Adam is going to bring them to light this August, so I'm super excited for that. NT1078, Below the Surface, Industry 45. This is Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, Radio Network.
Said you've seen this before, it is below your surface. You said you're sorry to me, cause you swear I don't deserve it. Let it take what it wants, let it leave. Let it take what it wants.
What it was, two good friends, my might have drank too much. You could have been Coltrane or the storm outside. Girl, there was nothing we could do about last night. Now your skirt's on the table, wine bottle empty, CD still spinning, can't find my tie. Sun through the window sobers the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. Girl, I could pretend that when I walked you home, I didn't want to come in. And if it was a mistake, well, it sure felt right. But I don't remember everything about last night. Now your skirt's on the table, wine bottle in. Sun through the window sobers the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. Skirts on the table, wine bottle empty, CD still spinning, and I can't find my tie. Sun through the window sobers the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. About last night. Don't know what he was. Two good friends might have drank too much.
I tell you about last night, I just don't remember. Marshall Dane, get a lot of requests for Marshall Dane on this show. ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. He is from St. Catharines, Ontario. You're listening to local music from someplace else, Wisconsin. Shane Christopher now broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Canada. Jay Diem is on the way from Welland, Ontario. And big news, Rose Cora Perry sent me a message. Her and Tyler, her drummer, had been dating forever, and they broke up. Oh, no. That's never good. Love and rock and roll never works out. Maybe there is a cure. I don't know. Rose Cora Perry, The Truth Untold. The song is called The Cure. Industry 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media.
Questions.
Life is short, my friend. JD and Band from Welland, Ontario. Industry 45. Right here on Max Sync, along Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal. ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. Hope you'll check out my website as we wrap up the show. ShaneChristopherNeal.com. That's N-E-A-L. Serena Prime did me a solid a couple of weeks ago. She put together a band called American Ninja. She is one of the best we have here in Southern Ontario. And boy, did she light it up at Welland Flow Fest. People just loved her, and she put an album out many years ago, Serena Prine and the Mandevilles. My good friend Alan Colavecchia on drums. We end with Turn a Blind Eye, Industry 45. Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As I can, I'm so tired of this.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Matt.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to bust a myth about credit scores. Going online to check your score does not hurt it or lower it. A recent Capital One survey found that 1 in 4 people thought this was true. It is not true. In fact, it's less true than ever. We used to only be able to get free copies of our credit report once a year, but now the credit bureaus have to give us a free report every week if we want one. You can go to their website, annualcreditreport.com, and you can check yours. Now, applying for a bunch of credit accounts at the same time, that can lower your score, but just checking it weekly, totally okay to do. Now, I'm not saying to go crazy and track every single up and down movement of your credit score, but it is your score, and you do have a right to know what it is. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.